began consistently using blue for Republicans or for Democrats and red for Republicans. And it all began in 1980, for example. They say ABC showed Republicans as red. Previously, they used yellow in the 84 election. They used red for Reagan. These articles are a little tedious to read through, but the point is these colors did not become standardized until the year 2000, and it took a while to come up with it. There are colors for the parliamentary system in London, but they were not followed. You can read anything you could possibly want to know about this if you go to a Wikipedia page on the party colors. But suffice it to say, it's a relatively modern addition to how things are perceived here. Enough said, enough said. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org. And you can listen by phone at 631-359-8728.
Jumping on a train, in a boxcar in the rain, under one big sky, wipes the dust out of his eye. He's out here seeking truth, his guitar's cutting loose, a dust bowl stray on a ribbon of highway. Oh, 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 he's an Okie locomotive rider, singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of this land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working man. Under California skies, Okies were broken, they're just getting by. In the orchard round the radio, there's a voice there that's giving them hope. He's an Okie locomotive rider, singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of his land. He's a poet, picture, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working man. He wrote songs out on Coney Isle that made his children and Pete Seeger smile. Songs for workers and the Grand Coulee Dam, for soldiers of war and for old Uncle Sam. Oh, he's an Okie locomotive rider, singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of this land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working man.
old dust bowl, her a dirt cowboy with a childlike soul. From New York to the Rio Grande, he kept on singing all the way to California. This land is your land.
Loki, locomotive rider,
singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of his land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie, working man. He's a Loki, locomotive rider, singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric.
Saturday at Light Brigade with Ellis Paul. A great song. Woody Guthrie, Working Man. And a great album suitable for the whole family. It's called The Hero in You. Songs about Woody Guthrie, Nellie Bly, Rosa Parks, Jackie Robinson, Rachel Carson, Martha Graham, and more. I posted an article. We were talking about how Republicans became symbolized by red and Democrats by blue, and I put an article up on Facebook that gives a little bit of history. I wanted to say hello to Susan and Fred this morning, tuned in. Also to Kel, Ralph, Steve. How nice to have you along today. Did I recover from all the other loose threads I left? It looks like I did so. That means we're going to get ready for our brigade charade puzzle. That's coming up, and here's hoping you'll participate.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date today, Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Hello to Bill in Leicestersboro. He made a request for Big John. And all the coal miners out there, he was a coal miner himself. I didn't know that, Bill, for 26 years. Wow. Calling all teens, registration day is today. Join us today for an open house style registration between 10 and 2 o'clock. You can learn about what's new at the Youth Media Center this fall. Take a tour of our space. Meet other teens that are in our programs and register for the coming year. Family members are also welcome. Join us between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Our Youth Media Center is located on the north side, just across from PNC Park, in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Today's historiddle is a complicated four syllables. Four syllables. I had to check for a minute. And we're about to give you the clues for each of the syllables. We have to use our words because you're not able to, you know, see our gestures. That's the beauty of radio. We've figured out a way to filter the pictures that other media tend to bring along, whether you want to see them or not. And are you ready? The overall clue is found at an amusement park. Syllable one, a horse may be one. Syllable two, vowel. Syllable three, Monopoly Corner. Syllable four, singing style. Once again, syllable one, a horse may be one. Syllable two, vowel. Syllable three, Monopoly Corner. Syllable four, singing style. Put all those syllables together, all those clues together. You should be able to come up with a word that answers the clue. Found at an amusement park. Remember, spelling does not count.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through. It's a brand new day. Welcome to your brand new place. I love the way you found your way. Made yourself a sacred space. Standing on solid ground. You fit into your frame just right. But it's gonna tumble down if you're holding on too tight. You know that's right. So open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through when the joy begins. How you gonna sort it through as you let the world come in? So you let the leaves in too. Now you go clean and sweet. Hang on to the precious ones. There's wisdom in the things you keep to put up in the morning sun. So much fun to open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through. Calling on the winds of change. The winds of hope. To bring the healing rain. May we all get soaked. Here's the cold, wet truth. It's hard to warm it on your own. So welcome in a friend or two. Now you made yourself a home. They can help fill the gaps. Add a little extra room. Show you when to look out back. In time to see the garden bloom. None too soon to open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through.
Mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save. Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
The Saturday Light Brigade. And Big Bad John. Before that, Billy Jonathan, Open All the Doors and Windows. That song is from Billy's new album called Bridging Divides. Big Bad John, requested by Bill. And you may be a fan of the Dr. Demento show. Dr. Demento is still going strong in his mid-80s and does a weekly internet program, although the last episode is about to be released. He's retired. He popularized a lot of novelty songs, including a parody of that song, which you might remember. It was called The Ballad of Irving by Frank Gallup, and the idea was the idea of a cowboy in this song was written by Jewish person as kind of a parody, and it has he came from the old bar mitzvah spread, schlepping salami and pumpernickel bread. He always followed his mother's wishes, even on the range. He used two sets of dishes, and on it went, and that became a huge hit for Frank Gallup, who had quite a voice as he sang it. But every time I hear Big Bad John, I think of The Ballad of Irving. There's a few other parodies of that song as well. Mary Jean of Irwin came up with the correct answer by way of Mark and Irwin to this morning's puzzle. And here's Larry in Elwood City. Good morning. He's heading off to one of our favorite places, McConnell's Mills, and its Heritage Days. I'm glad you're here with us today. And Jaylene came up with the correct answer by way of Mike. They are listening in Alabama. And here's the correct answer from Patrick in South Park. And Tom in McCandless is with us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. That was a close call. I was daydreaming on the sofa when I realized I had called you up.
Oh, no. I've done that every now and then. You sort of forgot what was going on.
I was just thinking that if color TV had been invented, we wouldn't have red and blue. And if the editorial cartoon had been invented, we wouldn't have the donkey and the elephant.
You're right. Maybe that's where it all went. Hand in a heck basket. But yeah,
Have you ever heard the expression "keep the ball rolling"?
Oh, certainly.
Do you know where it originated?
Keep the ball rolling. Hey, think about that. Keeping the ball rolling. No, I have no idea.
Well, it originated in the 1840 Van Buren presidential campaign. And I guess they had political people who, you know, PR kind of people, and they decide, well, we got to make Van Buren... people know who he is. So someplace in Ohio, they made this big ball, and they would roll it to the next town, and then the next town would have to roll it to the next town, and the phrase was, keep the ball rolling.
I've never heard that before. That's right up there with, get on the bandwagon, maybe.
and supposedly in the same campaign, that's when our expression okay came from. But the explanation is very involved. I won't get into it. It takes like two pages in this book I have about the origin of words. But when I moved to Pittsburgh, it seemed like a fraternity at Thiel College would always roll a keg of beer from, I think they're in Greenville.
Yes.
They would roll it from Greenville to Pittsburgh. And it made me think, well, did one of their political science teachers or history teacher mention keep the ball rolling, you know, from the 1840 campaign, and thought, hey, that's a good idea. We'll roll a keg of beer from Greenville to Pittsburgh during homecoming.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they still do that or not.
Something tells me they probably do. those seem to be traditions that endure, so to speak. Well, you were able to come up with this answer. We said found at an amusement park. A horse may be one. Did you know that
well,
answer?
I eliminated the different rides, and I came across merry-go-round, but I wasn't sure because I always thought merry-go-round, they had hyphens, like merry-go-round.
Indeed it does.
I didn't know if that threw things or if they got rid of the hyphens, because I was reading this book this week that quoted a lot of stuff from like the late 1890s, and all these words that today we don't have a hyphen, they put hyphens in, like today, T-O-hyphen-D-A-Y, you know, just average words like that.
Yeah, part of the evolution of how we do things. But I think merry hyphen go hyphen round is the way most people would spell the word.
Right.
So a horse may be one is a mare.
Now, is that a female horse?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And a vowel would be E.
Right.
Monopoly corner is go. You pass go, so that gives you mare, E.
Was it go to jail?
Go. Well, there's go to jail, but there's also one corner is free parking. One corner is just go, G-O, go. And now I can't think of the fourth corner.
Or get go, maybe.
God, what's the fourth corner? Is it free space? I think. Free parking? Yeah, free parking, jail. Oh, gosh. I'm going to open up a can of worms. Anyway, the singing style would be around, you know, when you sing around.
That would have thrown me off because I wasn't sure about that one.
So you get merry-go-round. All together. So that gives you the final answer. But you did it just by thinking of...
of the different rides.
Yeah, roller coaster would work, but Ferris wheel would not. That's another way of doing it.
There was a physics teacher from Pittsburgh Public Schools. I think he taught at Westinghouse and then at maybe Brashear or the one that was a different one. But he went to different rides in Kennywood, and he explained the physics of the rides.
That's a great – amusement parks are great places to teach physics and applied physics. Absolutely, the centrifugal force of the merry-go-round. And
how about the text? How about to test the upset stomach medicine?
You could do that as well. There's a lot. Did you have a favorite ride at the amusement park?
I would say, I'm the kind of person, I look at a merry-go-round and I get an upset stomach. Mm. So that kind of cuts down a lot of rides. So I would say mine was probably the bumper cars.
I liked the bumper cars, and I liked the Kennywood. I don't know if they have it still. Used to have these... dirigible, like flying machines that would be suspended from the air and you would fly around in them. I kind of liked the merry-go-rounds and the teacups with that sudden jerky whir at the end are something I always liked.
It seemed like some amusement parks had parachutes. Like you would go up and then they would let the parachute go.
Boy, I don't remember that, but that's an interesting thought.
Because I remember when I had one of those, wasn't Tinker Toys, it was with the steel stuff.
An erector set.
Erector set.
Yeah.
And one of the examples they had was building a tower that would have little parachutes around it. But I had the beginner set, and... I didn't have what I needed. I never got a motor or anything like that, so there were so many things you got frustrated about because you only had the beginner set or something.
Yes, that's I remember. I was just thinking about Tinker Toys and Rector sets and all of these
Lincoln
such
Logs.
Yeah, Lincoln Logs, which...
There's little red bricks that you would get. You'd make houses and different things like that.
I remember those as well. And Lincoln Logs, to my brothers and me, were known as torches because we would stick them into the space heater grill and light them afire, especially the roof slats. Were particularly easy to get through there and then march around the basement with them, and much to my mother's chagrin.
I always think some of the things I've done, I think my mother would have dropped dead, but...
yeah, it's something. It really is. Well, thank you. A charge to you for coming up with the correct answer, as always. It's good to hear from you, Tom. And before I go much further, Tegan, this song...
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish.
This song got into her mind after hearing me read a little bit of the Ballad of Irving. Ricky, we've never talked about this song in our 35-plus years of marriage. Do you know this song?
They won't.
Co called Fish Heads? My guess is no. Oh, you do? No wonder we're so compatible. Tegan, think about this.
Fish head out to see a movie. Didn't have to pay to get it in.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly.
Suddenly, you're putting this into everybody's brain today. It's the earworm that won't quit.
They can't play baseball. They don't wear sweaters. They're not good dancers.
They don't play drums.
This from an album called The Very Best of Barnes and Barnes, who wrote and are singing this.
Holy fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Yeah.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly
The great Dr. Demento's final episode will air October 11th, 2025. DrDemento.com is where he's found. What a finish. Tegan, thank you for suggesting that. Broadcasting live. Oh, congratulations if you came up with Mayor E. Go round. And before I forget, the fourth corner is go to jail. So you have jail, go to jail, free parking, and go in the Monopoly corners. Covered a lot of ground here. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Tegan's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you.
Nearer and nearer by the chair.
What's your name? Well, no. The Saturday Light Brigade, that's John Cowan with Carousel. He does a great job on that song. Thank you for being here. We have our high clue coming your way in just moments, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Everybody makes up holidays, so it would seem so we are allowed to as well. Ours is called Car-tober, and you can get in early as we have some fun and encourage you to support SLB as part of a special campaign where individuals can donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. We hope you'll consider donating a vehicle you no longer need or encouraging somebody you know to do so. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible, and our partners will take care of pickup and, as important, all of the paperwork. For more information, call 855-500-RIDE or visit slbradio.careasy.org. Today's been a lot of fun, a lot of calls and text messages coming in. And it's a real pleasure having you here so we can spend some time together interacting. And now it's time to give you another reason to do so. See if you can solve this morning's high clue. 17 syllables leading to one answer. Ricky has audited today's high clue. Here it comes. Inside the body. It's five letters in length and starts and ends with A. Once again, inside the body, it's five letters in length and starts and ends in A. Anything come to mind?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. 412-200-5975. I hope we'll hear from you.
I meant to do my work today. So many plans I'd made. I'd check the mail, I'd make the calls, save the world and sweep the hall, finally get my accounting done, sort the beans one by one, but I got waylaid by the morning sun. Got absolutely nothing done. I thought I'd live a louder life. I'd learn a lot and get it right. I'd rent a loft, I'd drink all night, I'd be a living archetype, and in a blinding flash of light, I'd see that one great insight, but silence called me deeper still. Like nothing else I know ever will. beautiful. The change of seasons always right. The moon shines cold and true and bright, and sets at dawn without a fight. And yet I could not find a way to get myself back to sleep last night. It meant the way you smiled while you dreamt, and why my heart can overflow, and why mistakes can haunt me so, why nothing ever stops or stays. The shimmers in the morning rays, I didn't do the work that I had said. I just wandered through these thoughts instead.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Zoe Mulford, the great Zoe Mulford. I'm going to give her that because she is. She's with the group Windborne there. And Carrie Newcomer before that with I Meant to Do My Work Today. How have you done with our high clue? Jack on the South Side was the very first person to get it. Way to go, Jack, and thanks for calling. Jack was going to join us on the air, and we noticed the call dropped off, and we understand something may have come up. It wasn't on our end, so if you thought you were still holding on and meant to, feel free to call us at 412-200-5975. Here's the high clue again. Inside the body, it's five letters in length and starts and ends with A. And a number of correct answers have been circulating through our text lines and phone lines. And let's see, Bill in Luciusboro got the correct answer. And some additional correct answers coming in as well. Mike and Mars got it, expressing it as a rhyme. Ron in Edgewood got the correct answer. And he also mentioned something that I want to pass along, but can't yet without giving you the answer. John in Economy Borough got the correct answer, so did Rich in Freeport. Megan, who is a nurse, came up with the correct answer by way of Mark and Mary Jean. Megan is Mary Jean's daughter. Barbara in Highland Park got it. So did half of the dynamic duo, Linda. Fred is the other half. They are in Collier and got the correct answer. John and Carrick got it. John and Addie in East Deer have the correct answer too, as does Patrick in South Park. And Mike in Alabama got it. And so did Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City, and Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina. And Gail in Stanton Heights, good morning. Gail got the correct answer. And hello to Jim, normally in Crafton Heights today. In the Netherlands, and it's so nice to have you with us from there. Tom and McCandless just got the correct answer. Let me share any I might have missed here. Good morning to David. Oh, David, thanks for your nice note. Dave is in Franklin, Pennsylvania. Well, did you figure out the word we were looking for? Michael likes to give his answer in rhyme. This answer may be hard to rhyme, but I think I've got it, sorta. Starts and ends with the letter A. The answer is aorta. And that indeed is the word we were looking for. And Ron remembers a song that has the line, "You just sorta stomped on my aorta." And that's from a John Denver song. I had to look it up. The song is from 1969, "You Done Stomped My Heart." And indeed, it's got that line in it, "Stomping on my aorta." I'll see if that's in our library somewhere. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with aorta.
Listen to the sound going round and round. Listen to your heartbeat. Tick-a-tick-a-tock all around the block. Listen to your heartbeat. Tapping out a tune with a rhythm and rhyme makes you want to sing all of the time. Tick-a-tick-a-tock all around the block. Listen to your heartbeat. Let the lum-dum lullaby rock you all night. Listen to the sound going round and round. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to the sound going round and round. Listen to your heartbeat. Heartbeat.
Heart of my heart, I love that melody. Heart of my heart brings back a memory. When we were kids on the corner of the street, we were rough and ready guys, but oh how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart meant friends were dearer than. Too bad we had to part. I know a tear would glisten if once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of My Heart.
Got Southern Jazz and Heart of My Heart, preceded by Fred Penner. and a song called Heartbeat. Congratulations again if you came up with Aorta. And while I found John Denver doing the song You Done Stomped My Heart, the song is actually attributed to Gary Blair Mill and Nicholas David Williams, and I was able to find a version by a group called the Rocky Mountain Quick Step Jug Band. If Ron has heard a song and says it made him smile or remembered it, I know it's going to be a good one.
I told you that I loved you, you said that was good. I called you my darling, I thought I always would. But now you've gone and left me, and I don't know what to do. So my pretty darling, I write these words to you. You done stomped on my heart, and you mashed that sucker flat. You just sorta stomped on my aorta. Well, you started going out with guys. I felt us drift apart. And every step you took was stomping.
This anymore.
We hope that someday you get those low-down blues. And in some smoky honky-tonk, you look down at your shoes. And you think about that tender heart you mashed between the soles of them clod-busted stompers. You stomped my heart so full of holes. Well, you done stomped on my heart, and you mashed that sucker flat. You just sorta stomped on my aorta. Well, you started going out with guys, a failed us drift apart. And every step you took was a stomp upon my heart.
Like that. Great to hear a song in that vein.
Too thrilling. Never before were my
we've got Livingston Taylor here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, W.